Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The Buccaneers continuing to keep the Super Bowl winning band together. Dominican Sue has agreed to a one-year contract worth the max of $10 million. The cap room needed to sign Sue was created when Tampa reached an agreement with offensive tackle Donovan Smith on a two-year extension. Bucs GM Jason Light continuing to work his magic. Former Chiefs running back Damian Williams, who opted out of the 2020 season due to COVID-19 concerns, agreeing to terms on a one-year deal with the Bears. Williams reunites with his former offensive coordinator Matt Nagy in Chicago. Another running back who tested the free agent market, Patriots running back James White, has re-signed with New England. White's deal is for 1 year and worth $2.5 million. White's new teammate, Nelson Agholor, enjoying the best year of his career in 2020 with the Raiders and flipped that success into a two-year deal with the Patriots. Agholor is already working out with Cam Newton and happy to be part of the team.
Cam Newton is a great quarterback. I think he's a Super Bowl MVP, league MVP for a reason. And I know he can do whatever needs to be done. And for me, it's just about getting out there and practicing with him. And I'm just excited. I'm excited to work with him. I'm excited to grow. I know he's going to push me. And I also feel like, you know, Coach McDaniels is going to put us in position. He's an amazing man, and continue to grow with him.
Elsewhere in the wide receiver market, T.Y. Hilton is only known one home in the NFL, and he's going to be there at least one more year. Hilton is returning to Indy on a one-year, $10 million deal that is sure to make Carson Wentz happy. Hilton and the Colts' 2020 season ended at the hands of Josh Allen and the Bills. Bills general manager Brandon Bean joining Steve Wyche and Jim Trotter on the Huddle and Flow podcast and was asked about a long-term extension for his franchise quarterback.
We're really proud of Josh, and we'll get through the draft, and then, you know, probably sometime in the late spring to summer, we'll get those conversations going. Who knows where they'll go, and it's got to be fair for them, fair for us, and it's a deal that will be important for Josh, obviously, but for us, because you got to plan everything around that quarterback deal going forward, because it's going to be such a big number. And again, I'd love to say we'll definitely get it done this offseason, but we're going to try, and we'll just have to see where it works, you know, if it works itself out.
Bean and a handful of other GMs were in Columbia, South Carolina for the Gamecocks Pro Day. Cornerback J.C. Horn, son of Pro Bowl receiver Joe Horn, wowed scouts, posting a 4.39 40, 41.5-inch vert, and a broad jump of 11 feet 1 inch. Reps from all 32 teams were in attendance at the University of Southern California Pro Day. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Elijah Beera Tucker, and others participating in the Trojans Pro Day. Meanwhile, Elijah Griffin was not able to work out due to a positive COVID-19 test. He plans to hold a Pro Day at USC in early April. The Pro Day train never stops as Penn State, Ole Miss, and Tennessee will host workouts on Thursday. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Self, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.